It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Jefferson County is tightening COVID-19 restrictions. It had been at blue level on the state's dial, better than most Front Range counties, which are at yellow. But the COVID-19 case incidence rate, positivity rate, and hospitalizations are increasing, and the state health department alerted the county of the change. Most new cases are among adults ages 20 to 39. Starting Friday, restaurants, gyms, and indoor events are limited to 50% capacity. Jefferson County's mask order will stay in place indoors. A small number of adverse reactions forced a temporary pause at a COVID-19 mass vaccination site at Dick's Sporting Goods Park in Commerce City Wednesday. 11 people complained of symptoms like nausea and dizziness. Medical staff took 2 people to a nearby hospital for observation. Others got juice and water. Site manager Centura Health says the Johnson & Johnson single-dose vaccine was being administered. The CDC has not previously reported any widespread serious reactions to that vaccine. The state's colleges and universities would see a 10% funding boost under the proposed state budget. It fills in last year's cuts and adds $100 million overall. A big chunk of that will go toward recruiting and retaining students of color and low-income or first-generation students. Kyle Piccola of Healthier Colorado said those groups are not enrolling back into school as the pandemic enters its second year.
So we're hoping that with these additional funds, we're able to signal to them that Colorado Higher Education System supports them and there are additional resources to help them through to graduation.
State lawmakers will debate the budget bill this week and next week. Hundreds of former refugees are asking President Joe Biden to keep his promise and allow more than 60,000 current refugees into the country. Refugees like Colorado advocate Navong Sandoval from Vietnam signed a letter to Biden that points to the success of the resettlement program. She says record low refugee admissions during the previous administration has led to a huge backlog of vetted refugees.
Every day that passes, the number increases, and every number equates to a human being.
A State Department spokesman said it will take time to restore the program. The Biden administration is expected to increase the cap to 125,000. This is CPR News.